The health insurance stories, Curtis, that you did, it looks like more bad news with increased costs for the Western Slope.
It's pretty remarkable. We're going down. Pickens County is one of 14 Western Slope counties that will only have one insurance carrier offering plans on the individual exchange. For people who are going on the state exchange that was set up through Obamacare, it's been having a tough time. It's been, having to work out a lot of structural economic issues. The insurance companies say they're losing money on these plans. A lot of people aren't really shedding too many tears over that when you see the compensation rates of some of these CEOs. But be that as it may, the insurance companies say we're losing money on these plans where we're basically required to cover everyone regardless of they're sick or whatever they have going on health-wise. And so, Pickens County is one of these places where we have so few options for healthcare. There's just a very limited amount of providers here. They, in effect, get to charge whatever they want. The insurance companies have less bargaining power. That's one reason that's been identified for our incredibly high costs here. And the bottom line is that with our one insurance carrier offering plans for 2017 on this individual market, they're forecasting a 35% increase in premiums. And so the same plan that costs someone in Denver like $250 a month is going to cost $514 a month. And this, by the way, is for a 27-year-old male. I know there's a lot of work going on locally and on the statewide level to, first of all, really study what is driving the much higher costs on the Western Slope and in resort areas like Pickens County. So you can first identify what is going on and then maybe take some steps to do something about it.
You read a guest commentary by Carrie Donovan, who's a state senator.
Senator Donovan and Representative Hamner are our representatives in the state capitol. And when you talk to them, when you interview them about what they're hearing from their constituents, this is the number one issue, because it really it has a huge impact on quality of life, on your ability to be able to afford to live here. The message in that column was, I'm just as frustrated as you are, and we need to have all hands on deck to address this.
Well, just on a macro view of the whole thing, there are basically three players in this healthcare spiral of costs. I mean, there's the consumer, the hospital, and the insurance company. Right now, I don't think either the insurance companies or the medical service providers have any incentive to reduce costs. I mean, the medical service providers want to make more money, and the insurance company says, yeah, well, we'll raise our premiums. So now it's up to the consumer to step forward, having a vested interest in these rising healthcare costs, to maybe get something done. Because in the past, when insurance costs were lower, I think most consumers were like, okay, I'll pay my deductible, and whatever it costs, there's not even any real reason to look at the bill. But now that it seems like it's kind of coming to a head here, so maybe the consumers will get a strong say in what's going on.
Well, and it makes you wonder, if a bunch of people drop their insurance, does that change the calculus? Does that have an impact on the bottom line?
Ryan, are you having this conversation in your neck of the woods?
Certainly. I mean, Commissioner Tom Jankowski, one of our county commissioners, has been heavily involved in these talks kind of statewide, because you talk about the Pickens County having the single carrier for the individual market, and there's 13 others, in Western Colorado in that same boat. If I'm remembering correctly, I think Garfield has two carriers. And we're in the same category in terms of the premium increase and everything. So it's certainly a problem throughout the state, and our representative, Bob Rankin, will tell you much the same thing, that when he's talking to people, one of the number one concerns he hears is the skyrocketing price of healthcare.
I think health insurance is becoming the most expensive line item in anybody's personal budget. It's
Absolutely.
Very close to surpassing housing, I think, in total.